So we started learning Mechiras Chametz. We'll discuss tonight the question of what kinyanim work for Mechiras Chametz. This is a huge, huge headache discussed both here in Mechiras Chametz as well as in Yeridea, selling a Bechar. The custom was to sell the mother that was having a Bechar, the Bechar itself, before it was born, sell it to the non-Jew. You need a proper kinyan. The question is, what kinyanim work?
To get out of the problem of Bechar?
Yeah, to avoid Kedushas Bechar. So ideally, the two kinyanim, you should do two kinyanim, and the two kinyanim are kesef and mashicha. The reason for this has to do with some complicated sugyas in the Gemaras and the Rishonim, but there's machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, both with regard to Jew from Jew, as well as with regard to Jew from non-Jew, non-Jew from Jew. What is the kinyan midaraisa? What is the kinyan bichlal? So for a Jew, we know the main halacha is that kesef is counted midaraisa, midrabanan, not kesef, a mashicha. A Jew from a non-Jew, or vice versa, is a major machlokes Rishonim and what the halacha is based on certain sugyas. Some say that the kinyan is mashicha and not kesef. Some say it's kesef and not mashicha. Some say maybe both. But be'ikr, there are two shitas in the Rishonim, whether the ikr kinyan is mashicha and not kesef or vice versa. Most Rishonim say the ikr kinyan is mashicha and not kesef. And therefore, to rely on just kesef is very problematic. To rely on just mashicha, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, it would be makam lahakel, but that's kind of moot. The mashicha is the hard one. When you're selling chametz, being moshe, mashicha means every bit of the thing you're selling. You're not moshe a token amount. Mashicha means take the entire thing and move it into your rishus, or move it a certain distance, or pick it up. Not practical in today's mechira, certainly.
That applies only to metaltzin.
Yes, yes. Karak has completely different rules. We're talking about the chametz is almost always going to be, pretty much always going to be metaltzin. So we're dealing with metaltzin now. Right. So the question is, kesef is easy. Kesef is trivial. You don't have to give all the kesef. A token amount is enough. Yeah. The beginning of the payment or a separate token amount, whatever it is, kesef is trivial. The question is, mashicha is the hard one. Without mashicha, you are in real trouble. So again, this has to do with the evolution of the custom of mechiras chametz. When they used to sell a bechar, they used to sell chametz, they used to actually try, the early poskim said, to do a mashicha and pull the boxes of whiskey over and do it. But as they started selling warehouses, and the way we do it today with so many different people and so on an industrial scale, it became increasingly difficult and even impossible to do mashicha. So we are in real trouble. Kesef without mashicha is a major machlokas, and we are not somech on doing kesef without mashicha. We're not sure there's a valid kinyan, so we have a problem. So what kinyan do we do to make sure that the non-Jew is kind of the chametz? So the Achronim had a number of suggestions, starting from the early Achronim of Shmuel Kadenover, going down through the Gedol Achronim from the 18th and 19th century, the Ktzos, the Nesivos, the Yeshuas Yaakov, the many other Achronim, had all kinds of ideas of what kinyanim you could do. Two or three of the most popular kinyanim, which are still done today, are kinyan sudar, kinyan chalipin, the kinyan we do in all kinds of occasions, kinyan agav. Kinyan agav is that you transfer real estate to the non-Jew and you say agav via the real estate you transfer metalton. That's a kinyan. The Gemara says that you can transfer metalton agav karga. Of course, you have to make a proper kinyan on the real estate then, but that's easier because you can use kesef and shtar, and that's easier to do. You don't need mashicha on real estate, like we were saying before. So there's chalipin, there's agav, and then there's chatzar. The kinyan chatzar, we know from all of the Choshen Mishpat, is if the chametz goes into your chatzar is counted. These three kinyanim would be three good candidates to do for chametz. All of these, though, have serious objections raised against them. None of these is without controversy. None of these is really entirely satisfactory. When it comes to agav, there are two objections raised by the Achronim, two main objections. One is that it is not clear whether agav is a kinyan midaraisa or only midrabanan. We learn that from Psukim and Navi, but some say it's only an asmachta. It's not so pashut that asmachta is a kinyan daraisa. If it's a kinyan drabanan, then we have to ask ourselves, can you use a kinyan drabanan for mechiras chametz? So this is a major, major machlokes achronim. It's machlokes all over halacha, whether any time we're discussing things on a daraisa level, selling a bechar, ma'aser sheni, you want to know for hilchas kedushin, if you marry a woman with money that's only yours, midrabanan, all cases where we have a halacha which is relevant to daraisa, and you're dealing with kinyanim that are drabanan, how do we deal with that? Do we say that it's only drabanan? Midaraisa, it's command alas. Midaraisa is like there's no kinyan. From a deraisa perspective, you have to look at things from a deraisa perspective. And the kinyan drabanan is irrelevant. Other posts can say, no, kinyan drabanan works for a deraisa too. Why that should be, there are different ways to explain that. You can say because the Torah gave the Rabbanim the power of Hefker Beis and Hefker, whatever they instituted becomes valid Daraisa. Might be other ways to explain it. But I'm not going to get into all the Pratim. There's a huge literature in the Acharonim on the general question of whether Kinyan Drabbanim works for a Daraisa. It's not so pashut that it does. Some Acharonim say it does, some Acharonim say it doesn't. Then Sivas and Makar Chaim says, no problem, you can use Kinyanim Drabbanim. Many Acharonim go like that, you're allowed to use a Kinyan Drabbanim for Mechiras Chametz, either because you say Kinyan Drabbanim works for a Daraisa, or because of the Svara we discussed on Monday, the Makar Chaim himself, and the Sivas says the Svara we discussed on Monday, since you're doing Bittel anyway, the whole need for Mechira is Drabbanan. But be that as it may, the Rav Poskim would say you can rely on the Kinyan Drabbanan for Mechira's Chametz. It says himself, touches. So it has a massive discussion of Mechira's Chametz in Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalet and Chazon Mishpat. It says also mentions the Svara that he says, Midaraisa, you have Bittel, so all you need is Drabbanan, so you can rely on the Kinyan Drabbanan. Not up for Bukhar, right. Bukhar in this way would be much more chamer. But for Chametz, the Makar Chaim explicitly says Bukhar is more chamer than Chametz regarding this. Chametz, we can let you get away with Kinyan Drabbanan. So that's one issue. Is Agav Daraisa or Drabbanan? If it's Drabbanan, is that good enough for Bukhar? Both of those questions are occurring both ways, but that's one reason Agav is not so pashut. The other reason they discuss is whether Shabur brings this, more generally speaking, all these Kinyanim that we're coming up with, aside from the ones mentioned in the Gemara, Agav, Sudar, these various Kinyanim, do they apply to non-Jews, even if they're Daraisa? It could be the Torah gave different halachas for Jew and non-Jew. If we don't have a clear raya from a Gemara, maybe we have no right to assume that these Kinyanim work for non-Jews. And indeed, many Acharonim, I'm a fact fake, you have no right to assume a Kinyan like Agav works with a non-Jew. The Pasuk that we bring from was talking about Jews. Again, the Acharonim point out, so we don't necessarily know that Kinyan Agav works for a non-Jew. The same problem applies to Kinyan Sudar. We don't necessarily know whether Kinyan Sudar works for a non-Jew or not. Some poskim say one of them does and one of them doesn't. So, for example, the Mishaburu brings, the Shartzion brings, the Urim Vatumim says that Sudar does work for a non-Jew, Agav does not. Other Acharim say Agav does, some say Sudar does not. So in general, all these Kinyanim have issues. And some of the issues are universal for all of them. Some of them are specific to each one. That's why the Chafetz Chaim, for example, the Bi'ar Halacha, when he summarizes what he recommends you do, L'chatchili says you really should be doing Kesef and Meshicha, which again is not possible for us today, not realistic, unless you want to do your own private Mechira with a non-Jew and you have a limited amount of Chametz, which people do. Some people take a box over and bring it to their neighbor, and that's great. Then you do Kesef and Meshicha, and then you have Tilech HaLadeus, but at least with Hilchas Kinyanim. But L'chatchili, you really should do Kesef and Meshicha because nothing else is absolutely muskum. But the Bi'ar Halacha says that he's willing to let you, he says in the Mishaburu, he says in the Bi'ar Halacha, he's willing to let you do Agav because most poskim, he says, it's pretty well accepted, it's not universal. Tumim is not, and doesn't like it. Xos doesn't like it. Xos in some places likes it, some places doesn't like it. It's not universal. He says the male of the Chafetz Chaim says you should do Agav plus another Kinyan like Sudar, which indeed is the custom. He himself says that the Derech is to be lichpa l'kinyanim, to do many kinyanim. Indeed, that is the derech today. They do four or five kinyanim for mechiras chametz. They're not doing meshicha, but they're doing kesef. They do agav. They do kinyan sudar. They do kinyan tzitumta. Maybe we'll discuss that a little bit later. So those are some of the issues with agav and with sudar. Another kinyan, which would be a good idea l'chara, is kinyan chatzar. Now, obviously, the guy is not going to take the chametz into his actual chatzar. But if the Jew can transfer ownership to the non-Jew of the room or the closet of that part of his property where the chametz is, and maybe even schirus, maybe even rent it to him, then he can use chatzar to be kinyan. So maybe, and we do that today. That is one of the kinyanim we do. We transfer with kesef and shtar. We transfer the chatzar for Pesach to the non-Jew. And besides that, so agav is one mahalak, and agav and chatzar are very similar. They can overlap somewhat. So besides agav, which has its issues, we use chatzar too. What's wrong with chatzar? Chatzar is definitely daraisa. What's wrong with chatzar? So here again, the question is, does chatzar apply to a non-Jew? Why or why not? So here the Acharonim have a major rash about chatzar. The Gemara gives us two theories for how chatzar works. It's very, very complicated how we paskin, with what circumstances, but the Gemara says, right, chatzar midin yad, chatzar midin shlichus. Chatzar midin shlichus is, we look at the chatzar, it's a funny kind of shliach. Normally a shliach is human, but the Gemara says there's one model, we look at the chatzar as a shliach of the person who wants to be kohen. The other approach is chatzar mishum yad. We look at it as a yad arichta, an extended yad of the person. Now, when Achronim discuss whether a non-Jew has chatzer, the question is, does he fit into either or both of these models of yad and shliach? The obvious problem with shliach is that we know, in general, a non-Jew has no agency. A non-Jew has no shlichus. He can't be a shliach, he can't make a shliach, we paskin. So many Achronim argue that including Rav Shmuel Kadenover himself, Tshuva that all the Achronim bring, says he can't have chatzer because he doesn't have shlichus. Now, he could have yad, he says. Rav Shmuel Kadenover and other Achronim say he could have yad, because there's no reason a non-Jew can't have a yad. The problem is, at least according to some poskim, yad is only when you are physically adjacent to the chatzer. Ma yad besamach, the poskim say, so chatzer has to be samach, so if you're omid b'tzad sadeyu, you can have yad. So if the non-Jew is standing next to the chatzer, next to the chametz in other words, next to the room or the property where the chametz is, then he can be kanamid in yad. But again, that's not practical. The non-Jew is not going to go around to everybody's house and stand next to it for a few minutes or for an instant at least, but he's not going to do that. So according to the Marshak, you are basically out of luck. Shlichus is completely out of the question. Ain't shlichus le guy. And yad is not practical, so realistically, he holds is not going to be chatzer for the non-Jew. Other poskim disagree on both these ideas. There are poskim who say the chatzer can work as a shliach even for a non-Jew, and that it can work for a yad even if he's not standing adjacent. Regarding shlichus, the Ksos, for example, is myrach on this. The Ksos argues that basically the upshot of the Ksos' idea is that the shlichus of chatzer works differently from ordinary shlichus. Ordinary shlichus is with humans. When it comes to humans, we have various drushes that say both the shliach and the mishaleach have to meet certain qualifications. They have to be Jewish, which is the key criterion for our purposes. When it comes to chatzer, which anyway is not human, the Ksos understands, based on the drushes, based on the language of the Gemaras, the requirements are relaxed, are more lenient, and therefore he argues that that a non-Jew does have shlichus, the particular kind of shlichus of chatzer he has. So therefore shlichus is not a problem, and he does indeed have chatzer. Other Achronim are not convinced that he actually has shlichus, but other Achronim argue that he has yad. The Nesivos, for example, brings a machlokes Achronim whether there's a din yad by a chatzer she'en amid b'tzido. He says that it's true. There are poskim who say that if you're not physically adjacent, if you're not samach, you don't have chatzer. But he says there is a shita, the ran, as long as the chatzer is mishtameres, then it is a din yad. According to that, he says a non-Jew would have chatzer even by she'en amid b'tzido. But l'maisa, the Nesivos seems to say the ikur is like the other shita, so that if you want to use she'en amid b'tzido, it has to be shlichus, and a non-Jew wouldn't have that. There is a sheet of the Ran. It's worth noting that even if he's not Amud Betzido, it still works B'taras Yad and applies even to a non-Jew. And the Achronim debate this, whether we can be Samech on this for Chametz or not. One last Kenyan we should talk about, which was a celebrated Chiddush of Ksos. The Gemara talks about something called Odisa. Odisa is a Lashon of Hodah is Baldin. The Gemara says that if Reuven goes over to Shimon and tells Shimon, I am Moda, I hereby formally admit that this property of mine belongs to you, Basin says, okay, you've just admitted that it belongs to him, now it belongs to him, and we'll enforce that in Basin. The question is, what does that mean? The question is, even if we know it's not true, even if we know it was not his property, you say it is, so Basin then acts as though it is. So what does that mean? Why do we do that? Some poskim say, it's just a din of hadas baldin, yoser me'edim, when it comes to your own property, Basin listens to you above and beyond any other evidence, any other information that we have. Even if we were convinced a minute ago it was not yours, if you say it is, if you say it's his, that's all Basin has to hear. It's your property, we listen to you, you're believed, no matter what other evidence and information we have. It's not a Kenyan, it's just a din that we listen to what you say. If so, it's not going to help us too much from Mechiras Chametz. From Mechiras Chametz, it has to actually be his, not a question of belief. That doesn't get us too far. But the Ksos learns it's actually a Kenyan. The Ksos learns that the Gemara is Mechadish to us, being Moda, the property belongs to him. It's a kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. That actually makes the property, from then on, belong to the other person. It's a Kenyan. It's a logar from other Kenyanim. And therefore, the Ksos says, Odisa is a great Kenyan, and it works for Deraisas too, he wants to say, even for Deraisas maybe, certainly for Derabanans. And you can use it even for Isurim. So that's a great Kenyan the Ksos suggests you do for Mechiras Chametz. Many other Akronim disagree. Makar Chaim disagrees. Rabina disagrees. They say it's not a Kenyan. They bring the Lashon of the Taz. You can't be mafkian isser with a hadah sheker. In other words, it's not a kinyan, it's just a statement that Basin listens to because they listen to you on dinim amaras. But you can't change the objective inherent status of the object, and therefore it doesn't work for Isurim. Even for Rabbanans, it wouldn't work, and certainly not for Daraisis. This is a major machlokes acharonim. The Ketzos has this kind of, you know, yeshivish or lamdish chiddush. Not all acharonim disagree. I believe that some contemporary rabbanim do throw Odisa into the mix as a fifth or sixth kinyan. Some do not. I was once at one of the major mechiras chometzes in Flatbush, Rachel David and a number of other acharonim. He did not do Odisa. I asked him afterwards, I said, like, why does it hurt? I said, you know, it doesn't cost anything. You're doing the other kinyanim anyway. It's just one more line that you say. You'll be yotzei a few, nothing that we do again. Everything after everything we do, nothing is entirely muskim. So why not chap around one more shita? He smiled at me. He told me it's not the minhag, like you said. You know, we don't do it. I think there might be some rabbanim who do it, but in any event, after everything we do, since we're not doing mashicha, all the just to summarize, because we're not doing mashicha, that's where all the headaches start. Kasef is a machlokas, sudar is a machlokas, chatzir is a machlokas, odisa is a machlokas, agav is a machlokas. We do as many as we can, and some of them are yotzei according to many shitas. All of them together. We hope it's good, but at the end of the day, the Lamaisa, it is not 100% clear that after everything we do that it actually works.